From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and it's a busy day. We have a ruling out of the Supreme Court about First Amendment rights for employees who speak out on issues as concerned citizens, even if it's about something at their workplace. The court ruling that they do have that freedom of speech will explain.
And we are waiting for President Obama to speak about the crisis in Iraq. That is expected at the bottom of this hour, and we will carry that live. Today, Iraqi soldiers and helicopter gunships are battling Sunni militants for a third day over control of Iraq's largest oil refinery. The militants are led by the group the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. And we want to find out more about that group now with Ahmed Ali. He is a senior Iraq research analyst and Iraq team leader at the Institute for the Study of War in Washington. And Ahmed, right now, how much of the fighting is being done by ISIS and how much is being done by Baathists, former Saddam Hussein loyalists who are still there?
The current violence in Iraq is not only conducted by ISIS. You have other Baathist insurgency groups. You have insurgency groups that were active against the United States forces back in 2003 and up until 2008. And those groups are active again. However, ISIS is the most organized group, and it is leading the fight in many of those areas.
It's leading the fight? You think it's calling the shots?
It is certainly calling the shots, and ISIS has been resurgent and has been very robust in Iraq for over 2 years now. It has been able to carry out campaigns. It has been able to carry out systematic intimidation effort for the Iraq security forces, and it doesn't operate as a terrorist organization only. It also operates as a military organization.
And what is it that ISIS wants? Does it want one state, a one Islamic state of Iraq and Syria?
ISIS has many aspirations. One of its primary aspirations is the establishment of an Islamic state that extends between Iraq and Syria. And with the fall of Mosul and given the geographic location of Mosul and Mosul borders, the Iraqi-Syrian border, at the moment, you do have, in ISIS's eyes, an Islamic emirate extending between Iraq and Syria. But ISIS's ambition is not limited to Mosul and to the city of Raqqa in Syria, but it extends to other areas in Iraq. And ISIS wants to ensure that it positions itself as the defender of Iraqi Sunnis, even though the Iraqi Sunnis do not wholeheartedly welcome ISIS advances in Iraq at the moment.
And there is some concern that it could spread beyond Iraq and Syria. Here's Abdul Karbali, who's a senior Shia cleric, speaking with the BBC.
This danger could spread. If we don't stop it right now, it will spread to the neighboring countries around Iraq. It will threaten peace in the entire region.
Ahmed Ali, do you agree with that? Do you think it could threaten peace in the entire region?
For ISIS is the most robust Al-Qaeda-inspired organization in the world today. It has a great deal of resources. It's well organized. It's well experienced. Its members have been battle-hardened by the fight in Syria and Iraq. And ISIS has been able to attract foreign fighters. And those foreign fighters come from Middle Eastern countries and also European and North American countries.
Yeah.
And for ISIS, the presence of those fighters will be an asset for its operations in the future.
Well, and that's the real question when it comes to whether or not the U.S. should get involved, is how much of a threat is ISIS to the United States if it is able to develop terrorist activities that can extend far outside of Iraq and Syria. Let's listen here. I spoke with Senator Tim Kaine on the program yesterday and asked him whether he thinks ISIS could pose a terrorist threat to the United States. Here's what he said.
I do. You know, look, it's a violent extremist group that wants to build a caliphate from Iraq through Syria all the way into Lebanon and establish a single state governed by Sharia law.
Ahmed Ali, do you believe that ISIS poses a threat to the United States?
If ISIS is strong in Iraq, it can be much more stronger in the region. And it will represent a threat to U.S. national security interests in the Middle East and direct U.S. Presence in the Middle East, whether we are talking about embassies or diplomatic staff And if that goal is accomplished by ISIS, it will seek to get other goals. And to do so, it will depend on the foreign fighters.
So where do you come down on whether the Obama administration should get involved with airstrikes, for example?
Airstrikes are an important mechanism that can be used to give the Iraqi security forces an air power superiority and also the ability to have better intelligence. And it does have to happen. The Iraqi security forces do need it. The airstrikes, however, have to be accompanied by the presence of U.S. Special Operations forces on the ground in Iraq. And those forces will ensure that their strikes will be more effective.
But isn't there a big risk if the U.S. gets involved in that way, not just for American soldiers who would be in the fight, but also for the image of the United States getting involved in what looks like a very clear sectarian battle going on in Iraq?
The violence in Iraq at the moment can be characterized in many ways. I think it is not solely sectarian violence that we see in Iraq today. It is also a group that is extremist and it wants to target its opponents no matter what their background is. ISIS in the last year has launched a campaign called the Soldiers' Harvest. And during that campaign, it targeted Iraqi Sunnis who are members of the security forces. It targeted Iraqi politicians who are members of the political process. So the presence of ISIS is not only a threat to the Iraqi Shia, although the Iraqi Shia are concerned about it and the Iraqi Kurds are very much concerned about it, but ISIS is a threat to all Iraqis. And if you assess the activities of the organization historically, you see that Iraqi Sunnis do not necessarily welcome the advances of ISIS in Iraq.
Ahmed Ali is a senior Iraq research analyst and Iraq team leader at the Institute for the Study of War, speaking with us from Washington. Ahmed, thanks so much.
Thank you.